Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's go out to the Rowan guest line and bring in Ariel Epstein, the prop queen, we call her, because her props are always so good and so well-researched. She is a sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports, and also see her on MLB Network. I think it's almost every single weeknight, 5 Eastern with Matt Vasgersian. Ariel, how do we feel about the Yankees? Are you feeling positive about your Yankees at 50 wins already, or are you like me and just waiting for the negativity?
I'm always waiting for the shoe to drop. Thanks for having me on this morning. The Yankees, although they're on this crazy hot streak, starting the year off so strong, Major League Baseball is such a long season. The All-Star break always scares me. We're not even there yet. We've still got about 3-4 weeks to go until the All-Star break. Let's see how the Yankees come out of that. Let's see if the Yankees can maintain this hot streak. They are on track for a historic season. It's the first time they've had this many wins since their World Series in the 90s at this point in the year. The Yankees just always find a way to slump in September or August, and they make the division interesting. The Red Sox are still hot. The Rays have a chance to get hot. Toronto is one of the best offenses in the league, despite them struggling with runners in scoring position right now. I don't ever get my hopes up.
So Ariel, I don't want to jinx it, and certainly this is not a bet, but we were debating the other day on the show, do you think the Yankees, especially at this torrid pace, even if they slump a little bit, do they have a chance to catch the Mariners back in 2001 and set the record for wins in the regular season? Are they that good?
They could be that good. Again, I am one of those superstitious people that don't like to get too high on a team. I'm not that obnoxious New Yorker that walks around talking about how amazing it is and how much they can't wait for October, how amazing Yankee Stadium's going to be in the World Series. I don't talk about that stuff. I'm one of those fans that brags when you have the right to brag, and that's when you win a championship.
I think that's a great mindset, especially for somebody like me who is also very superstitious. So let's stop talking about the Yankees and get into your wheelhouse, which is strikeout props. We call her the prop queen for a reason. So Ariel, looking at this Rockies Marlins game, I believe there's a play you like.
I'm looking at the over 4.5 strikeouts on the Rockies left-hander Kyle Freeland. He's going up against the Miami Marlins, who have the highest K rate against lefties. Lefty starters are 10-5 over under their K prop this year. They're averaging just over 6 strikeouts a game when up against this Marlins lineup. The only thing that scares me is that Freeland does struggle in day games with an ERA above a 4. However, looking back at his games against teams who have top 15 K rates against lefties, he's gone over this number in 3 of his last 4 games. He had 6 against Miami and 5 innings pitched last year against the Marlins. I've got to go take this over in plus money of 4.5. At least I saw it at plus 100.
We're talking with Ariel Epstein, sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. Make sure you check her out on MLB Network's pregame spread each and every weekday at 5 in the East with Matt Vasgersian. What about in the Giants-Braves game? I know you're looking at a prop for Kyle Wright.
Looking at the under 5.5 strikeouts for Atlanta's right-hander Kyle Wright. The Giants have the 9th lowest K rate against righties, averaging 4.5 strikeouts to start. With righties averaging just 4.5 strikeouts to start and this prop being at 5.5, you're already below the average. Then looking at Wright, he's got up against 3 different teams who have bottom 15 K rates against righties. He had 4 against Boston, 3 against the Mets, and 6 against Cincinnati. 5.5 just feels too high. Take the under of 5.5 strikeouts for Kyle Wright.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so I was a little shocked when I saw in the text that you sent me that you were taking this next play, because it is a very high number. We're looking at Robbie Ray and his number 7.5 strikeouts. That's a pretty high number, but we all know Robbie Ray has top-end stuff. He won a Cy Young. So tell me why you still like the over when it's this high for Robbie Ray going against the A's.
This is one that shocked me, too. I texted my friend mid-major Matt, who I always talk about strikeout props with. He's a big strikeout prop bettor. I told him, listen, you're going to think about – I'm going to tell you this. You're going to throw up. You're going to hate everything about it. Robbie Ray over 7.5 strikeouts makes sense, first off, in plus money. Second, the Oakland Athletics have the 11th highest K rate against lefties. Last year, Robbie Ray had 10-9 strikeouts against the Oakland Athletics. He already went over this number against the team and the Angels in his last outing with 10 strikeouts. The Angels have one of the highest K rates. Oakland, he had 10 against this year already. When I see a pitcher that consistently is good against a certain team, I have to think about it. I have to consider it. There have been 4 different games this year where Robbie Ray has gone up against a team with a top 15 K rate against lefties. He went over in 4 out of 5 of those games, including those games against Oakland. So again, 3 games against Oakland in the last 2 years, had 10-9 strikeouts against them. Got to ride this wave over 7.5 for Robbie Ray on a short slate of games today.
Okay, Ariel, I'm looking at the O's and White Sox game today in Chicago, and you like an under K prop here.
The Baltimore Orioles right-hander Dean Kramer under 3.5 strikeouts. Chicago White Sox is the 3rd lowest K rate against righties. Kramer's only had 3 different outings this year. 2 out of the 3 have been against teams with a bottom 15 K rate. Actually, those teams have a bottom 10 K rate against left-handed pitchers. The 3 outings he had Tampa and he had 5. Tampa has a top 10 K rate against righties, so get that out of there. The other 2, Kansas City and Cleveland. Kramer had 2 strikeouts against Kansas City, 3 strikeouts against Cleveland. It's going to be a nail biter. 3.5 are really, really hard to bet unders on. However, Kramer going up against this White Sox team with the 3rd lowest K rate against righties, give me the under 3.5.
And then finally, back to the top end of the market, Joe Musgrove, who is undefeated this season, and a minuscule ERA, under 2. He's going against the Phillies today. His number 6.5. And we know this Phillies offense can rake, but they do strike out a lot. So sell us on Joe Musgrove here.
Over 6.5 strikeouts for the San Diego right-hander Joe Musgrove. The Phillies have the 13th ranked K rate against righties. There have been 8 different games where Musgrove's gone up against a team with a top 15 K rate against right-handers. Musgrove went over in 5 of those 8 games, going over 6.5 Ks. I also like when I see that there's history against certain teams. Last year, he went up against Philly, had 9 strikeouts pitching at home in San Diego. This game is in San Diego. The line's moving in favor of the Padres. I'll go take the over and plus money of 6.5 on Musgrove tonight.
Yeah, I think Jinx and I both kind of like the Padres in that game. For that reason, Joe Musgrove with a good matchup there against the Phillies. And Ariel won't be with us next week because she's going to Europe, and I'm extremely jealous. She is Ariel Epstein, the prop queen for Yahoo Sports, for MLB Network. Ariel, have so much fun in Paris. I am insanely jealous.
Thank you so much. I know Chelsea texted me a few weeks ago. She goes, I'm just waiting for some point when you're going to tell us you can't do a show one morning. I told her, hey, it's coming up in a few weeks. I'm taking a vacation.
Well, nobody deserves a vacation more than Ariel. She's working every single day, doing the research, doing the homework, so you don't have to.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.